USA Radio News.
Sheriff Adam Christensen says the manhunt for an illegal alien who allegedly killed a cop is over.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant.
As far as where Arriaga was going, the sheriff continues,
that was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol.
Day 7 of the partial government shutdown continues with Congress out of session until January 3rd. The president did tweet earlier that he might be forced to close the southern border completely if Democrats don't approve of funding for a border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My Doctor Suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Scientists have a warning for folks who skip breakfast. Here's a story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Studies have concluded that skipping breakfast just one day a week on an ongoing basis can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The Journal of Nutrition reporting the German researchers found that skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and the risk increases each additional day, with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. They say the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it kickstarts metabolism, changing the way it uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A historic NASA mission to the farthest planetary body ever explored is a go following a brief pause from the partial government shutdown. Yesterday, NASA announced even during the partial government shutdown, they would continue to fly the unmanned spacecraft. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing, it's got a big boot. And it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
Wright says regarding that Marriott security breach,
here's what happened with Marriott and the Starwood Group. That breach went on for 4 years, and they didn't detect it. So some of this is just poor, you know, practice, poor tradecraft on their point. What we need, you know, there's been truth in advertising for a long time, Connell. What we actually need is truth and privacy. Imagine before you give your information, somebody said, look, our policies are so bad, your information may end up in the hands of the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans, or the Chinese. So caveat emptor. You know, people would take it a little bit more seriously. It's going to take, I hate to say it's going to take at some point some government regulation, but that's how we kind of put an end to some of this nonsense with the misstatements, you know, and the all the fraud that was going on, like the Enrons and the Tycos.
Right. After nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday now stands at just over $348 million. No one has matched all six numbers since late October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.